Hey guys, this is Chelsea Brown and welcome back to Time Traveler. I return lost heirlooms to families, and in this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my juiciest returns and the stories behind them, deep diving into the scandal and drama behind genealogy,
giving a historical point of view on trending topics and pop culture.
But most importantly, I'm using these heirlooms to travel back in time
to connect us with real, raw moments in history.
This episode is sponsored by WorldCat.org. On WorldCat.org, you can connect to more than 10,000 libraries worldwide and access billions of free resources, books, ebooks, magazines, movies, and more. As an avid reader, history buff, and genealogist, WorldCat.org is my go-to site for uncovering any mystery. I love having access to a digital library like this with millions of unique resources. Become your own investigator and start your search on WorldCat.org today. So today we are talking about something controversial as always. We are going to get into common genealogy myths. And the reason I want to make this its own episode is because I dug into this on my TikTok a few weeks back, and woof, some of you were so angry and refused to believe the facts that I was stating. In fact, I actually needed to get MyHeritage. If you don't know what MyHeritage is, great genealogy platform and database, but I actually had to get them involved and make a video confirming my statements on their platform. Like, someone from their research team actually confirmed what I was saying to be true. But you know what I think it is? For centuries, genealogy, which is the study of family history, has been used to trace family lineage. But with the rise of technology, so comes all of these controversial myths that just have emerged. And today I'm going to flat out say what's true and what's not true. Again, controversial things, but let's get into it. First and foremost, there is this myth that names were changed at Ellis Island. This is a myth. Your last name, your surname, your family name was never changed at Ellis Island. And I know many people have lore in their family where maybe your grandparents or your great-grandparents or your great-grandparents said that their family name was changed at Ellis Island, but this isn't true. Most likely what happened is their family name was changed either before Ellis or after Ellis. And again, I'm sorry, but it is family lore. Now, I do believe that your family name was changed. I'm not saying that's not true. All I'm saying is it did not happen at Ellis Island. Even if your grandparent, your great-grandparent, your great-grandparent said it was. And let me get into why they probably said that. But yeah, it just did not happen at Ellis Island. And the reason why it didn't happen at Ellis Island is because no names were ever taken or written down at Ellis Island. Most immigrants who arrived at Ellis had already been issued identification papers and tickets with their names and personal details on it before they even left on the ship. All Ellis Island officials were doing was just confirming the names. And in fact, like, if you still don't believe me, when you look up Ellis Island records, all you can find are the ship manifests, because that's all that exists. Again, no names were ever written down at Ellis Island. The officials at Ellis Island only asked questions based on those ship manifests to make sure it was the right family coming in. No names were ever recorded. Name changes. So if your surname changed, which it very well probably did. I mean, even my family name changed. But these name changes either occurred before getting on the ship or most likely weeks, months, or years after getting to America to assimilate better. But again, if you still don't believe me, just Google or head to the MyHeritage TikTok, where, again, one of their researchers confirmed this. But also, if you Google, right, I know everything on Google is not true, but every single possible genealogy database platform, researcher, genealogist, historian has confirmed this to be a myth also. And again, I know people get sensitive about this subject because, again, it's family lore. You had someone in your family tell you that the name changed at Ellis Island, but most likely that family name, if it did change because of an official writing down the wrong spelling, the wrong last name, it happened before you got on that chip. The officials wrote down your name wrong before you got on that chip at your origin country. But again, like, I wouldn't know unless I looked at your family history. But the one thing I do know is that your surname was not changed at Ellis Island because it is impossible. No names were ever recorded at Ellis. The only names that were recorded were on the ship manifest, and those ship manifests were created before the ship ever departed. All right. Now, the second myth. The second myth is that your last name was misspelled for hundreds of years. Now, this is a myth because the idea that there is just one correct spelling for a surname is actually a relatively recent concept in human history. And when I say recent, I mean a concept formed within the last 100 years, like that recent. When you're thinking about 19th century, 18th century, and before that, the spelling of your last name didn't matter as much as the pronunciation of a last name. Basically, it wasn't the spelling, it was how to pronounce it. So for example, let's take the last name Stewart. So the correct spelling of Stewart could be S-T-E-W-A-R-T or S-T-U-A-R-T. Those two spellings would essentially be the correct way to spell your last name because, again, the spelling didn't matter as much as what your last name was and how you pronounced it. Also, there's tons of reasons for this, right? So first, when you think about just even a few hundred years ago, people didn't actually use surnames at all. And even when they did exist, your last name, they were based on a person's occupation, what they did, where they lived, even physical characterizations of the person. And also, it could be spelled differently depending on the region or the language, which is actually something that still happens today. Also, before the widespread use of literacy and standardized spelling, this spelling of names was often left up to the discretion of the person actually recording them. So this is why there's so much variation in how a name was spelled, especially when you're looking at census records. And a lot of these quote-unquote different variations of spellings happened, of course, when someone would record your last name on a census record or even tax collectors. But again, the spelling of your last name did not matter. It was what your last name actually is and how do you pronounce it. Also, I'm sure this is something many of you are thinking about right now, but people were not literate. And if you were not literate, it meant that you might not have known how to write your own last name or even read your own last name. So this led to further variations in spelling, especially as different people recorded your last name on official documents. So it wasn't until the modern era, right? Recent 100 years, with the rise of standardized education and the growth of bureaucratic systems, that the spelling of surnames began to become more consistent and consistent. And today, most people have a single quote-unquote correct spelling of their surname, which is used on official documents and in everyday life. Now it is important to know, of course, how to spell your last name and making sure that last name matches on your passport, matches on your visa, matches on all of your legal documents, right? But again, it's a very, very recent concept. Also, I made a note of this here, William Shakespeare, we all know who William Shakespeare is, and we all can assume he was literate, right? He actually spelled his last name in different ways. And yeah, William Shakespeare, he signed his last name with so many different variations of spellings. And if you don't believe me, just Google it. There's tons of records and research proving this. But this is also why sometimes my heirloom returns take a little bit longer than one would think, because when you're researching names, you need to take into account that the last name you're looking for was probably spelled a bunch of different ways, especially when you're researching back to the 18th century, the 17th century, 19th century even. So I always have to take that into account when I am researching these last names. And of course, the great thing about, I use MyHeritage a lot, the platform MyHeritage, to return these heirlooms that I find to families. And the great thing about MyHeritage, I will say, is that if you put in a last name, the database will automatically configure that last name and know to pull up other spellings of that last name, which is really cool. That saves me a bunch of time. Okay, now third myth. And final myth, because I have been blabbing for too long. Genealogy can tell you everything about your family history. I love genealogy, and I think it is so important for everyone to research their family history, but there are some things that records just can't tell you. This is why these artifacts and these family heirlooms are so important, because they can tell you things that no record ever could, especially the diaries and the letters. This is also why I think it is so important, if you're mentally in the right state to take a DNA test along with researching your family history, because DNA can tell you a lot. And again, DNA can tell you things that no record ever could. This is also why it's very important to pass these family heirlooms down, pass those diaries down, pass those letters down, because again, they can tell you things no record could ever tell you, which is also, again, why I love returning the letters, the love letters, the diaries, good or bad, because like you learn so much about a person and a family through their firsthand accounts. Okay, I have been blabbing for too long now. I've been venting for too long now. So that is the end of this episode. Make sure to follow me at City Chic Decor on Instagram and Chelsea I. Brown on TikTok for more history, heirloom returns, and family mysteries. And tune into the next episode, because you are not going to want to miss it.